I don't care what you changed your body to do. You're taking your DNA. You got an XY, or what's the other one? XX. You can't change that. The other day, last Sunday, I had on a Hawaiian shirt. Does that mean I was in Hawaii? Because I tried to make myself in Hawaii. No. Still cold outside. But we've gotten so far away from biblical teaching. Look where we're at. And I challenge every single one of you that's older than I am. Think about it. When you were in your 20s, the things you see right now today, if you had to go back and explain to your grandparents the future, do you even have the words to say it? Tell my grandmother the things that are going on today. Oh my God. Don't think I would have the words without her laughing. There's no way that would happen. Not in this country. Not in a Christian nation, right? But here we are, and it happened. And it didn't just start just like that. It started changing one little thing. Changing one little thing. Allowing one little sin. Allowing one little this. And led up to where we're at now. And unless the world does a 360, we're going to even further away. If you don't think we're living in the end times, I don't know what else to tell you. Look around. Bad is good and good is bad. No. Good is evil and evil is good. Christians are the bad guys now. How'd that happen? This is the United States of America. You can do whatever you want. Well, unless you're a Christian. Unless you're a Christian white guy. Now you can't do much of anything. I say homosexuality is a sin. I'm racist. I don't know how that works. Yeah. But that's America now, right? The second thing here, very shocking. The people were guilty of formal routine and hypocritical worship. Professing to follow God, they were attending regularly, regulars. They didn't walk with God. They didn't walk with God in their heart. They were going through the motions. They were honoring God with their lips, but not their actions. Their worship service consisted of man-made rituals, ceremonies, rules. They didn't obey God's commandments. The Lord would expose the foolishness of this human wisdom and withdraw understanding from them. They would not know what action to take when a crisis happens. See, that's what happens. We study the Word. We study the Word. We get the Bible inside us. Our life turns to, you know what? A scripture pops in our head. A hymn flows out of us. A spiritual song comes out of us. Because we know. You know, if something goes wrong, we know this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. No matter what happens, I'm going to stand forward. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to drive right through this. But when we don't have that inside us, and we don't have scriptures, and we don't have that little hymn inside of us, we fall apart. We have nothing else to do. We have nothing to fall on. It's over for us when something bad happens. Far too much worship is routine, ritualistic, formal, and hypocritical. I'm going to ask some questions. Don't answer. Just think about it. How many of us are truly following the Lord, obeying His commandments? How many of us are truly living righteously as best we can? We're never going to be perfect. How many of us daily are seeking the Lord, studying His Word, opening up our Bible, trusting in God? How many of us are trusting Him to guide our steps as we walk throughout the day? People sit in worship services with their minds elsewhere. And I don't mean chasing a rabbit in your head sometimes. It's not what I'm talking about. Some people, they just come to church and they, husband drove to church, or made her wife made their husband come, vice versa. Make my kids come. You think if I gave them an option, they would be here? Probably not. They don't have a choice. They just tune it out. I'm just going to sit here and wait till everyone gets up so I know when it's time to leave. Pastor's not as entertaining as the other pastor, so I don't like this. It's just not how it's going to be. But God knows. God knows what's in our hearts, every single one of us. They simply go through the motions of worship. When they walk out of a worship service, They do whatever's pleasing to them, and they don't take anything with them when they leave. Nothing. They don't listen to God's holy word. They don't listen to what the Holy Spirit tells them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And have thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:21-23. Many people don't realize that. You know who he's talking to mostly in that verse? Pastors. Preachers. They're the ones that prophesy in your name. They're the ones that preach the gospel, stand behind the pulpit in the Bible and talk. That tells me many that are there doing it, thinking they're doing a good thing, are not saved. And if you're not covered by the blood of Christ, I don't care what you say of that day. If you're not covered by the blood while you're alive, you're done. You made your decision. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and ye have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, faith. These ought to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Third and final thing here is very eye-opening. The people were attempting to hide their evil behavior. Some tried to hide their sin from the public under the cover of darkness. Most of them just flat out did it in the open, like we do. We just voted for it. That lady I was telling you about, she was so proud to vote the other way. Oh, the glow was all over her when she said that. I just can't stand that man, so I completely voted the opposite. And I'm thinking, you did this. I'm a firm believer that this is America, you can do whatever you want. I fought in 15 countries, 5 times in close combat, 5 countries in close combat, for people to have that right to go do whatever they want to do. But I hope they give their lives to Christ. I don't care what denomination you follow. Follow a biblical denomination, one that preaches the Bible. When you get to heaven, you're not going to say Methodists on this side, Baptists on this side, Lutherans over here. It won't be none of that. It's the marriage supper of Christ. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. We're all going to be at one table. Together, worshiping forever. And that's what we need to put our focus on. Not the things that divide us, but the thing that brings us closer. Now, I was alive 50 years, but I don't remember. Think about things that have changed 50 years. From the 70s until now. And I don't mean the technology and the good advancements, but look how we just fell down the hill spiritually. You got commercials? Are out there. Every other commercial has a gay person in it. Every other one. Ridiculous. We allowed this to happen. They're forcing this on us, and we're allowing it. We're allowing this to happen in this country. Do you think it's going to get better if we don't stand up? No, it will not. We're in total chaos right now. Democrats and Republicans fighting with each other, and not only they're fighting, they're polar opposites of each other right now. If a Republican says this, the Democrat's going to be the exact opposite. And the same with the Democrat to the Republican in this country. All in the name of God. What's the Bible say? What's the Bible say in the matter? The people in Isaiah's time, they didn't ask God. They went to their leaders. So what is that setting us up for this day and age? We're going to be looking for a leader. We're going to be looking for someone who can step up and fix everything. Well, who's that guy going to be? That's right. He's going to be evil. He's going to be the Antichrist. Everyone's going to fall for it, if you're here. And if you're here and a bunch of people across the world vanish, don't let them tell you it's not anything but the rapture, because that's what it is. But if you're here and you've heard the gospel and you're not saved, you're going to believe the lie. You're going to believe the lie. Don't leave today without being covered by the blood of Christ. Look around the room. I think 99.9% of you are. And I hope it stays that way. You need to bump those numbers up some. Nobody wants to go to heaven. And then you realize you miss somebody while you're on earth. You know you're going to heaven. But then you have to think, is my grandson going? Is my grandchild going? Is my daughter going? That's what we need to be praying for, our unsaved people around us. Pray for our leaders. That's biblical. Pay for the people that don't like you. Pay for the people that curse you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, we are so blessed to come together to study your word, Father. Father, I hope that everybody leaves out of here and everyone can see your Son through us, Father. Father, let us come together and study your word. Just 10 minutes a day, Father. Open the book and read it. Go out of our way, Father. I pray that we go out of our way to help one person. Be nice to one person that's not always nice to us. Father, I pray for our unsaved family members, Father. Father, I want to pray for our leaders. I want to pray for the people around our leaders, Father, that they can make biblical decisions. Father, I ask that if there's anyone here today who's not covered by the blood of Christ, let them do it today, Father. Let them be covered by your blood so we can see them in glory. And it's in your Son's name I pray. Amen. And before we sing, one thing. And it's a good little point here about studying the Bible. Isaiah 29, verse 12. And I'm going to read this here. I want you to just pay attention to this. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. So what he said was, I'm going to make this a little more modern. I'm going to bring you the Bible, and you're going to say, I can't read this because I can't read. That's what he's saying. Do you know why it's important to study the Bible? You know what that verse is for? What denomination? Excuse me. What religion uses that verse against Christianity? Muslims. Because the prophet Muhammad could not read. An angel appeared to him and said, here, read this. And gave him whatever they want to call it, nonsense. But they ripped that verse out of scripture and out of context to use against us. But if a Muslim comes up to you and says, hey, this here says right here in your Bible, but you don't study your Bible, how do you respond? You can't respond because you don't know the context of Isaiah 29. And it's in the middle of the woes. You don't know the next verse. You don't know the verse before it. They've taken a verse out of context to use against us. But when you study your word, then you know. If you know what goes on in this book, you know when something ain't right. When somebody twists a scripture for their own benefit, you know immediately. You're like, hold on, something ain't right. Just some food for thought. I'm sorry. Please.